This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed new governors in different states. Former Maharashtra Assembly Speaker Haribhau Kisan Rao Bagre has been appointed governor of Rajasthan. Former Deputy Chief Minister of Tripura Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed governor of Telangana. Former Rajya Sabha MP from Rajasthan Om Prakash Mathur has been appointed as the governor of Sikkim. Former Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar has been appointed as governor of Jharkhand. Former Lok Sabha MP from Assam Raymond Deka appointed as governor of Chhattisgarh. Former Karnataka Minister C.H. Vijay Ashankar has been appointed as governor of Meghalaya. C.P. Radhakrishnan, who is presently governor of Jharkhand, has been appointed as governor of Maharashtra. Gulab Chand Kataria, who is currently Assam governor, has been appointed as the governor of Punjab and administrator of the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who is currently Sikkim governor, has been appointed as governor of Assam and has also been given the additional charge as governor of Manipur. Former IAS officer K. Kailash Nathan has been appointed lieutenant governor of Puducherry. In Delhi, three students were killed after basement of a coaching institute in Old Rajinagar got flooded due to heavy rainfall. Police said some students trapped inside the basement have been rescued and three of them have been admitted to a hospital. Police have registered a criminal case and detained two persons in this connection so far. Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sajdeva criticized AAP government and demanded an inquiry into what he called corruption within the Municipal Corporation of Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reached Tokyo this morning on a two-day visit to Japan. Ambassador of India in Japan, C.B. George, welcomed the minister at the airport. On the invitation, his Japanese counterpart, Ms. Yoko Kamikawa, Dr. Jayashankar is visiting Japan to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting, which will be held tomorrow. After reaching Tokyo, Dr. Jayashankar unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at Freedom Plaza in Edogawa. Japanese Parliamentary Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Masahiro Komura, and Mayor of Edogawa, Takeshi Saito, were present on the occasion. Another batch of 1,677 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 67 vehicles earlier this morning. The batch included 1,343 men, 228 women, 2 children, 83 sadhus and 21 sadhvis. Of these, 408 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp and 1,269 for Pehelgaon Base Camp at 3:35 a.m. from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Gujarat today. Orange alert is issued for Saurashtra and Kutch regions, eastern Rajasthan, Kerala, Mahe and coastal Karnataka, where very heavy rainfall is expected today. Heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Konkan and Goa and central Maharashtra today. On to sports now. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India will face host Sri Lanka in the final match of the tournament today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. at the Dambulla International Stadium. Harmanpreet Kaur, led women in blue, will aim to lift the title for the 8th time. And on the second day of Paris Olympics, shooter Manu Bhakkar will try to kickstart India's medal tally as she will be in action in women's 10-meter air rifle finals at the Shatur Roof Shooting Center today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.